the spiritual message of Islam.
His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. If we all open our eyes to see, he is all that we need right now. And we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah al-Ali al-Azim. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين أجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. We've been reflecting on the hadith from Imam Kazim alayhi salam about the significance of knowledge and intellect. And we reach this point, لا نجاة إلا بالطاعة والطاعة بالعلم والعلم بالتعلم والتعلم بالعقل يعتقد ولا علم إلا من عالم رباني وَمَعْرِفَةُ الْإِلْمِ بِالْعَقْلِ. We said that knowledge, in the sense that it is a result of functioning of both heart and mind, can be only learned from pious scholars, from ulama rabbani, because they don't just give you some piece of information. They give you information, but with understanding and with big change in the heart, so that what you know, you follow, what you know, you appreciate. Then Imam says, وَمَعْرِفَةُ الْعِلْمِ بِالْعَقْلِ. Then Imam said, يَا هِشَامُ قليل العمل من العالم مقبول مضاعف. A person who is alim in the sense that we mentioned, not the one who has just some information, the one who has achieved understanding of the truth by his heart and mind and acts accordingly, such a person, even if he manages to do little actions, not that much, just few actions, Allah will accept and multiply the rewards of his action. But on the opposite, وَكَثِيرُ الْعَمَلِ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْهَوَى وَالْجَهْلِ مَرْدُودٌ. But those who don't have quality and they just do a lot, these are the people who are ahlul hawa wal jahl. This confirms what we have been saying, that alim here is the one who has knowledge and taqwa. So opposite is the one who is ahlul hawa wal jahl, the one who follows his own lust and appetites and desires and is ignorant. The next thing is, Ya Hisham, Inna al-Aqil Radiya bidun min ad-dunya ma' al-hikmah wa lam yarda bidun min al-hikmah ma' ad-dunya. If we are aqil, if we really understand and think, what should be our priority in our life? Something which is great in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or something which is not significant? If I am really aqil, if I really understand, I should know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the whole dunya, the whole worldly gaining and pleasure is nothing. Mata'un qalil. The same Allah says, وَمَنْ يُؤْتَ الْحِكْمَةِ فَقَدْ أُوْتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. Someone who has been given wisdom has been given abundant good.
Oh, what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow. His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. Down this road that holds all the answers. Open your heart to something greater.
His holy book speaks pure and true, and always tells us what we must do. His last prophet was sent as a guide, an example by which we abide.
There is salvation for those who seek to find the one and only source of peace and understanding of why we are here, who created us, who we must fear.
So what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
Aqil understands this. So if he has wisdom, but the price is that he must to give up some of worldly pleasure. You remember in the discussions we had about wisdom, we said one of the things that you need in order to have wisdom is not to go after worldly pleasure. There were hadiths that we, you know, read about this. You cannot, you know, enjoy yourself in eating, drinking, and doing all the luxurious things and then expect wisdom. It needs some kind of exercise, a spiritual exercise. Aqil is the one that prefers to have some wisdom and not that much money, not that much fame and position in dunya. The one who is not Aqil, if you tell him, for example, you know, there is a session in which wise things are discussed, or, you know, you can increase your knowledge, and there is an opportunity to go and gain some money, he says, no, let me go and gain money. For them, money is more important than wisdom. The one who really appreciates wisdom, sometimes, you know, one wise idea can change all your life. You shouldn't underestimate. Sometimes, you know, maybe one thing that you hear, one meeting with one wise person can change your life. Why we should only be interested in gaining more money? This is wrong. Aqil is the one that prefers to have more access to wisdom than having more money in his bank account. رضي بدون من الدنيا مع الحكمة ولم يرضى بدون من الحكمة مع الدنيا. So if you don't have car and you have wisdom, you should not feel sad.
I'm looking back throughout the years to breathe as hard, and my eyes are choked with tears. Your face and hair are full of light. Now it will soon be time to go. I feel you feeling calm now. Did the angel let you know?
Let us stop here, and inshallah, hopefully we'll have some chance in future to continue this discussion. May inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala qualify us to be good followers for Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, and to be always at their service in spreading the true message of Islam, inshallah. May Allah protect our seminary and all Islamic seminaries from everything which is bad and disliked. May Allah protect our seminaries from anything which stops them from functioning properly and in the way that would prepare them for playing a great role in Akhiru Zaman that Ahlul Bayt expect from them. May Allah protect the life of our ulama and maraji and all people who do good things for promotion of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah heal all brothers and sisters who are ill. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all marhumin, especially marhumin of the brothers and sisters who are here and those who have rights upon us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the last moment of our life the best moment of our life. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.
Farshid turab yadumuni wa huwa ghita'i hawli rimal taluffuni bal min wara'i wal lahdu yahki zulmatan فيها ابتلائي والنور خط كتابه أنسي لقائي أنسي لقائي والأهل أين حنانهم باعوا وفائي باعوا وفائي والصحب أين جموعهم تركوا إخائي تركوا إخائي إخائي والمال أين هناؤه صار ورائي والاسم أين بريء